At least 24 migrants have died off the Turkish coast trying to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. Turkish media report the victims, including children, drowned when their boat capsized after setting off from Balıkesir province in Turkey. The International Organization for Migration says some 400 people have already died crossing into Europe in 2016, most of whom were traveling to Greece on their way to Northern Europe. In Greece, residence groups are facing off with police near Athens and on the island of Kos, trying to block the building of migrant and refugee relocation camps, which they say will depress their neighborhoods and harm tourism. John Carr reports from Athens.
Groups of citizens near the port of Piraeus, backed by members of the far-right Golden Dawn Party, demonstrated in the streets. The police kept them separate from an anti-fascist pro-migrant rally in the same area. And as that was happening, more than 500 Syrians and others disembarked at Piraeus. They've nowhere to go, as striking farmers have blocked the roads to the border with Macedonia. On the island of Kos, protesters clashed with police. They've stalled work on a major relocation camp, dubbed a hotspot in Eurospeak, by obstructing army bulldozers clearing the ground. The protesters fear such a camp will depress tourism, which is the only Greek industry left. They say it appears unlikely that the relocation camps will be built at least this month, with the result that more and more arriving migrants will be living and sleeping rough in the streets. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.